Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for actually, it's not the last time for today. We got one more segment, but I'm Edward Brown, your host. Mark Hunt, Nam Phan, and Patty Cohen are joining me. And let's see here. The third trivia question was, for which newspaper does Clark Kent work for?
The Daily Planet.
The Daily Planet. Very good.
Yeah.
Them all. Okay.
Let's, 3 for 3.
3 for 3, not bad.
What does our guest win today?
Okay, Nam, tell us a little bit about Pacific Private Money, Deal of the Week. What do you guys do for a living?
So what do we do for a living? We're alternative finance lenders here at Pacific Private Money. We lend on residential, primarily residential real estate, although we do some commercial and some land and ground up construction. So we do actually everything private money, but concentration is owner-occupied bridge lending, bridge loans. So deal of the week this week is what we call A paper fallout.
Ooh.
A paper. So what is A paper? A paper for us are the conventional lenders, the one you want to go to first when you want to get a loan. And like B of A, let's say something good about B of A.
Okay.
This time. No, but somebody who everyone should try to go to a paper lender first when they want to get their mortgage. But what's happened since March is a lot of A paper and non-QM lenders, specifically non-QM, we talk about it often on the show. It's the lender between us and A paper. They're still very low rate loan products. They were in the middle of an application for a loan, and their loan got pulled from them because, the institutional lenders pulled back. They said, we don't know what's going on in the marketplace yet. We don't know how real estate is going to be affected, so we are not going to lend you at this point. And they were in the middle of a purchase. In this case, it was a $1.8 million purchase in San Francisco. 72% loan to value, so a little bit on the upper end of what our typical max is, but their income is so strong, their FICO is so strong. This is somebody who we would never have seen 45 days ago or 60 days ago because they could have gotten rates 5, 4, 3 percent. They're a business owner, their business is still doing well, generating, $150,000 a month in income, $1.8 million purchase, 700 FICO, but they couldn't get a bank loan, a conventional A paper loan. So we're going to fund this loan. It came to us pretty quickly. I think it came to us like late last week, and it's going to close next week. They already have an alt lender lined up to take them out in a few months, but that's just somebody who had to close. They were running out of time and therefore came to us.
Very good. Yeah. On the other side, where do you guys get your money from?
You, Edward.
Yeah, there you go.
In addition to Edward.
No. In addition to Edward, we get it from what we call retail investors. We get it from people who listen to the show. And you know what? I'll tell you right now, more than ever, we're thankful for what we call our retail investors, because that institutional capital coming from Wall Street is what caused conventional lending, much of the non-QM,
to freeze up. Yeah.
They just said across the board, they just pulled out all of their warehouse lines, all their credit lines, and stopped buying loans from what I was saying earlier, non-QM lenders. But we get our money from individual investors who meet the accredited investor status. They can invest up to as little as $50,000 in the Pacific Private Money Fund. And to date, we have 200 plus investors, and we're paying them on a distributed basis about 7.5% per month. And we had a fund event about 2 weeks ago, and it was really well attended. If people want to listen to it, they can go to our website and sign up to listen to a recording of it. I think it was really timely. And we'll probably have another one in early June, because I think some of our existing investors who or potential investors want to know, hey, how have things gone since your last fund information session? How's the coronavirus affecting your business? We're busier than ever, so it's exciting. We feel like, in a way, things have turned the corner in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and we said, you know, we talked earlier about how, you know, the concern over California home values is of great concern to us at Pacific Private Money, because we provide the returns we provide, which start out in the mid 7% range on an annual basis and go up from there. People investing with us make as much as 10% depending on how they invest. And we've got multiple ways to put people's money to work at Pacific Private Money. We have multiple investment vehicles. We've just launched a couple of new vehicles. Our website's going to be updated in the next couple of weeks, which, with a couple of those new programs. But, you know, the bottom line is that everything we do at Pacific Private Money, all of the investment opportunities we provide, there's one core attribute to those investment products. Each and every one of them are secured by recorded mortgages against real estate. Most of that real estate's in California. So we're very, very concerned, and we're watchful over that. And we have pulled back on our loan-to-value ratios. We were at 70 for the longest time, and now we're at 65. A lot of other lenders have followed suit. In our industry, we've gotten more conservative. We're looking at the use of funds. We're careful about people who are looking to borrow against the equity in their home to rescue their business. Those are gambles that we may not want to take, depending on the situation and the type of business. So it's so we're very careful. We're very mindful. We're reading the blogs. We're reading the articles. We're listening to the economists. We happen to believe internally that we're going to experience a V-shaped recovery as opposed to a U or an L. But, you know, that's not what you hear in the doom and gloom media. You know, the CNNs of the world and the other sources would lead you to believe that, you know, due to the massive unemployment, that we're going to have the worst recession since the Great Depression. Well, for some people that might be true, but for the economy as a whole and real estate values, which those of us here on the Best of Investing are most concerned about, we just don't see that happening. And look what the stock market's doing. How come the stock market's not going down on a daily basis, like you mentioned, Edward? It's because the public just doesn't believe the doom and gloom media. I mean, they believe that we're going to resume what before the coronavirus was the longest running expansion in U.S. history. I think we're going to get back on that horse again in 2021.
Very good. How do people get a hold of you guys if they are interested?
Go to our website, PacificPrivateMoney.com. All one word, of course, PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call us. We're in the 415-883-2150. 415-883-2150.
All right. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments. We don't have another trivia question. But Patty, why don't you give out your information one more time in case people have some questions about real estate and that kind of fun stuff.
Thank you. Yes. So I'm Patty Cohn. I'm based out of Marin County. I'm a real estate broker for 32 years. My phone number is 415-722-4842. And I am at Patty, patti.cohn, @compass.com.
All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to come back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.